coming up on Life, Love, and Everything Else. During his world travels and being away from home at times, he never wanted the appearance of him cheating on his wife in any kind of form, how anyone could have misconstrued that. So, welcome to Life, Love, and Everything Else, the number one show dedicated to giving you wisdom to help you live a better, more successful life by showing you how to make right choices in everyday life situations. Now, let's go right into today's program. Hello, everyone. I'm Belise Smith, the host of Life, Love, and Everything Else. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please comment and become a part of our Life, Love circle by subscribing so that you are among the first notified of all new episodes. Thank you so much for your support. Today, I want to talk about why being trustworthy is so important, especially in the times that we are living in now, where there is so much undependability or lack of trustworthiness and being able to trust people. The issue of the lack of trust has caused many people to be very cynical and in all avenues, in relationships, in business, in family matters, in all type of things, and in all type of ways. Trustworthiness is highly important. I think the average person knows that because of all the different ways that dealing with somebody who you can't trust can greatly devastate somebody's lives. It can cause people to lose great amounts of financial prosperity if you're dealing with an untrustworthy person. It can cause devastation of all kinds in relationships and in family matters, as I said before. So I wanted to talk about just quickly on why it is a good thing to be more mindful, all of us really, on the image that we put out there to others on being trustworthy. There have been times that I've seen where people have lost great things in life, many good blessings, because of some indiscretion or because of some misunderstanding of something that they may have said or done that caused them to lose something that they dearly wanted. When they lost good people in their lives, family matters, and again, even in relationships. So the characteristic of trustworthiness is highly important, and I wanted to bring attention to it this week because it's just something for all of us to be mindful of. Sometimes people can do innocent things. Being trustworthy has a lot to do with the image that we put out there about who we are as a person. And because of whatever image you put out there is what you become known for and what people expect or how people perceive you and how they will treat you or what they expect from you. In regards to what I'm saying about being mindful of the images, sometimes our images that we may put out there. And I thought about this subject because of just some things that I've seen recently. And it made me think about, I remember long ago when there was this world-renowned minister. One of the things I remembered reading about him and reading his bio, and this is a minister that also ministered to heads of state. So he was very well known all over the world. And one of the things that stood out to me when I read his biography was that he had a practice of never taking a photo with a woman alone. What he was making sure that would never happen is that one of those photos that he would have taken innocently with someone who admired his work. But he was a married man, very devoted to his wife and his family, and he never wanted to have a photo where someone would accuse him of this being some woman he had on his side. And you know how all of that would have gone to create a different image of who this man was and to take the focus off of him being a minister, because he's very good, very, very good minister. And for as long as I knew when he was alive, he had a stellar record on the work that he did for God and his reputation as being a true man of God. But in putting in a practice of never taking a photo with a female, with him and just that female, also solidified the fact that by him making that decision during his world travels and being away from home at times, he never wanted the appearance of him cheating on his wife in any kind of form, how anyone could have misconstrued that. So being trustworthy, what also comes along with that is the image that we put out. And part of that image has to include shunning the very appearance of evil. And that means that not doing something that would cause someone else to perceive be something contrary to who you are, that would be contrary to what you stand for, that would do anything that would bring shame or hurt to your loved ones or taint your character in any way. That's what made me think about doing this subject on being trustworthy, because sometimes people do things and sometimes it's innocent and sometimes, you know, people do things and they just don't care. But it's highly important to protect the image. If you're doing anything, you know, you're in a professional field, you're ministering, or just being an all-around good person, being mindful that the image you put out there of wanting people to trust you has a lot to do with what they see you do, how they see you move. Your character has a lot to do with being perceived as a trustworthy person. You would be trusted for a better position on your job, or you would be trusted to handle a significant amount of finances for your business, or to be trusted and to be a person of integrity in relationships. Relationships, whether they are romantic or family or however they are, whoever you are dealing with in a relationship type dynamic should never have to wonder about, can they trust you? How are you when you are not around that person? What is your true character? It is a great thing to have a reputation that people can say, what you see is what you get. That person is a person of integrity. That person is someone who's highly trustworthy. And when you have a reputation like that, that's something that can get around and people know about that and hear about that. It can open many doors, because that's something nowadays that many people struggle with, finding people that they can trust. So I hope this message does resonate with somebody. And being mindful in using wisdom when it comes to us being perceived as a trustworthy person. And I hope it was food for thought on sometimes being more mindful of not doing something or being in a place or saying something that somebody could misconstrue and taint your image because of you maybe not just thinking that it's a big deal or thinking about it, period. For all of us to just be mindful that people are watching. You know, it is said that people are always watching. You never know who may see you, do what, when, or where. Basically, being mindful to always be that person that you say you are, because people are watching, and you never know when somebody could misconstrue something that you did or they saw you do that they perceived as contrary to who you really are. Well, as always, that's it for now. And until next time, take care. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Life, Love, and Everything Else.